Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to All Day, All Coffee, All the Time, Coffee Talk for you and I, where we have thousands of cups of coffee during this 50 seconds of play. And that's why we're going to talk about some dark coffee, some light coffee, some robust coffee, some weak coffee, some kind of coffee. I don't know what kind of coffee, but it's going to be some kind of coffee. I don't know what's going on, but it's going to be incredible! Yes! I am excited about the show, but that's not the right one. Let's do this right.
Crazy, mad, insane world. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Pass it on.
This space is for rent. How much are you willing to pay?
Cool, Mr. Oliver Goatee.
Crazy, mad, insane world. To no one. Jack rules. Here is your host, Jack Hatfield.
Doing absolutely fantastic. Oh yes, I was going to talk about that, but I'm not. Wow. Where do you people get your news? The big three: ABC, CBS, NBC. because they make me yawn. Fox, MSNBC, paper, internet. Or do you filter out what is, oh my, versus, oh goodness, I should probably pay attention. Well, that's why you're here. That's why we have the greatest audience in the world, the ever-growing, ever-popular awesomeness that we are, is trying, like all get out, to make sure you learn the truth. So, instead of talking about, you know, Italian women that kill people to get free, yeah, she didn't kill nobody. Are talking about Demi's losing weight. That's not good. It's no fun. How about a couple that kept their son, 7-year-old, diaper clad in a coffin in the basement of a bug infested home? Did you, anyone hear about that? That's a great way to start a show, happy show. That's a great way to start a happy show. We're going to talk about that for a few minutes, though, because I don't want you to miss that. What about a vitamin pill that could reverse diabetes? Did anyone hear about that? No, I don't think you did, because that would really hurt insulin sales, I think, or whatever else that other diabetes medication is, especially the one that's on in court right now trying to not pay billions of billions of dollars for killing you with a heart attack. Oh, and what about scientists discovered the number one way to battle obesity? What? You didn't hear about that? Well, wouldn't that fix it? The number one way to not be fat? I'm sure it has a lot to do with my plate. That's right. Did y'all get that? My plate? Your brand new, USDA's food pyramid. Oh, but it's not a pyramid. No. Yes, the new administration has decided y'all are stupid. Y'all cannot handle the pyramid. Pyramid was too difficult for you to understand. So they put it on a plate. It's called My Plate. We're going to start with this. We're going to start with My Plate. That's right. Let's get it. But I'm not here to DJ, not right now. I'm here to make you upset, to tell you the facts about what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is absolutely incredible. Do you want to know about what the USDA's did for you? Remember we talked about the FDA's? Well, goodness. The FDA's has come out and said the food pyramid was confusing, and over time, it was making you fat because you were too stupid to understand it. That is exactly what they said. They actually said the food pyramid was confusing, and over time, it was affecting obesity rates. Food pyramid. Now, I don't remember when you learned pyramids. What grade you learn what a pyramid is? I don't know any of that stuff. When you learn a circle, I think it's kindergarten, right? Well, I don't know about regular kindergarten. Like I didn't go to kindergarten. I skipped that. Anyway. So anyway, I don't know if you heard about this, but they've come out with My Plate. That's right. It costs $2 million for them to get this chart for you, ladies and gentlemen. $2 million. And for those of you who haven't seen it, I will try to tweet it later, tweet a picture to it. Or you can just simply go for your wonderfulness, for your wonderful edification, go to myplate.gov. That's right. Not only did they create the new plate, but they created a website for you to go and read about it. And of course, anytime you go to a .gov site, no one's paying any attention, right? Yes, anyway. So, all right. How in the world does the plate differ, ladies and gentlemen? Because it looks like a pie chart. That's right. It looks like a pie chart. Instead of the pyramid, it now looks like a pie chart. So you don't have the fats in the top, little itty-bitty pyramid top. Wait a minute, let me pull this up. Hang on. I got to pull up what the pyramid was. My people should have done this for me. But, all right, so here, food pyramid. Has at the top, where'd it go? Here it is. Has at the top fats, right? Fats, oils, and sweets used sparingly. And then there was two levels on the next level. It was milk, yogurt, and cheese, and then meat, poultry, fish. Dry beans, eggs, and nuts. So basically they were saying milk, yogurt, cheese, meat, poultry, fish, dry beans, eggs, and nuts group, all 2 to 3 servings a day. And then your vegetable fruit groups are the next level of the pyramid. And then the bottom group, of course, is just eat bread, rice, and pasta. Lots of it. Lots of bread, rice, and I'm stirring my wonderful green mint tea. That is the libation for the evening, ladies and gentlemen. Green mint tea. So anyway, they said you can't handle it. You can't handle the pyramid. I guess since I'm looking at a picture of the pyramid now, I'm thinking that we got confused because it showed this third side, this other side of the pyramid. And so people are going, what is this? Is this a shadow? Am I supposed to eat deep into the bread, cereal? You know, what is this side saying? Maybe this side is saying this is where the good food is. And you've got to slide down that slope to get off this pyramid. That's what I see right now. Okay, so what counted as a serving in the pyramid was a slice of bread or a cup of cereal or a half cup of cooked cereal, rice, or pasta. Now, we all know how healthy you can get by eating bread and pasta and bread and cereal, right? Isn't there a big push for you to stop eating pasta and potatoes and rice? Is that true? I believe so. I'm going to have to check into it. I'm sure I'm just reading into things. Then the vegetable group, fruit group, milk, cheese. But remember, that's not it anymore. Right now, it's the My Plate. So again, you can go to myplate.gov. Look at me. Give it a plug to the brand new system. The brand new system, right? $2 million. $2 million. And I am kind of a little mad that we are even paying attention to what's coming out of the government about what you're supposed to eat. Because my goodness, can they take away more stuff? Oh, wait. I was going to talk about this, but I forgot to even pull it up. Denmark has now put a big old tax on fat. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Let me. I didn't. Sorry, my people are being horrendous today. So, anyway, Saturday, Denmark imposed a fat tax. That's right. So consumers went out and they bought a lot of butter, a lot of pizza, a lot of meat, and a lot of milk. Okay? Because Denmark's tax is now going to have a humongous tax on any food that contains what they deem a high amount of saturated fat. Okay? So butter, milk, oils, meats, pre-cooked foods. They're saying it's going to be awesome. That's right. Now, remember, Denmark is one of the first European countries to tax sodas and has a levy on candy. Did you know that? Did you know that? So, where is Denmark? I want to know this. I want to know this. I hate to be looking all this up while we're talking, ladies and gentlemen, but I would like to know. City world. I gotta look this up. Sorry. Should have got this, but sometimes you just have to keep it rolling. Right? Just have to keep it rolling. You have to keep it going. Do-do-do. Ooh, a search for Denmark obesity rate comes out with nothing. Yeah, this is weird. Cannot get the obesity rate in Denmark. Da 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 da. Wonder why. Is that the world's best kept secret? Doo da doo da da da. Oh, wait a minute, hang on. We've got an obesity graph I'm about to pull up. Hang on. United States, of course, you're the fattest. That'd be you, this great country of ours. We are the fattest. We are the fattest. We're also the only one that makes it legal to eat genetically modified foods and soybean oil and crap like that. Mexico, United Kingdom, Denmark, number 22 in the nation's obesity rates, ladies and gentlemen. Number 22. We are the fattest. We are the fattest. Please, Freddie Mercury, do not roll over. That was not a, I really, really love Queen, and, they're fantastic, and I don't want Freddie to be upset at me trying to be anywhere close to him, which I wasn't, because that's impossible. Man had a voice. Let's see. Okay, so back to my plate, ladies and gentlemen. My plate is now a pie jar. It's actually two pie jars. Isn't that neat? And there's a little fork to the side to show you what utensil you should be using to consume your food. Now, this is a slap in the face to all the sushi restaurants in America. Why isn't there a set of chopsticks over there? Why isn't there a spoon? Why doesn't the spoon get more credit than it does? Because the fork is the perfect instrument. That is why. I go ahead and tell you. The fork is the perfect instrument for consuming food, period. And if your food is a soup, I can hear you now. What if it's a soup? Then you made it wrong. So anyway, this pie chart is kind of weird because it really doesn't form a circle. The grains and vegetables portion are exactly the same, just like in the pyramid, ladies and gentlemen. Just like in the pyramid. But they're across from each other in a diagonal fashion. If you go to myplate.gov, go check it out. You got fruits in the upper left-hand corner, signified by red, probably meaning strawberries. Grains, signified by a brown-orange color, probably signifying, I don't know, fresh baked bread. Because isn't that where grains come from? Vegetables in the bottom left-hand corner by a green triangular something sort of pizza. Why didn't they just cut it up into a pizza? It's not even level. It's not even right. It's crooked. It doesn't form a circle where the lines are made into a pie chart. It's not even a pie chart. It's just some kind of proportion piece of a plate. Excuse me, my plate. Is my plate going to be like MySpace so we can go on there and get our new downloads? Is that? Maybe. No telling. It costs $2 million to make this picture for you, ladies and gentlemen. You should be excited. Anyway, protein signified by a purple hue. I guess trying to tell you that rotten protein looks purple. I don't know. And then there's another circle to the upper right off of the plate. I guess to signify a cup. And in it is a round circle, totally round and blue, with dairy in it. So they want you to make your plate, your plate. Is it my plate or your plate? Whose plate is this? So you make your plate with protein in the bottom right-hand corner, vegetables in the bottom left-hand corner taking up half the plate, right? Grains in the upper right-hand corner taking up the other half of the plate, and then some fruits up there, and then wash it all down with dairy, and I'm positive it will be skim milk dairy because that evil fat is lurking somewhere. Notice they don't even tell you don't eat fat in here. Nothing on this plate says don't eat fat. Grab some protein. Don't care what it is. Right? Right? Is that what they're saying? I don't know. Wait a minute. Let's pull up a safe browser before we go to myplate.gov. Because you know they're checking it out. I'm going to get a call. All right. So my plate basically says, enjoy your food, but eat less. Avoid oversized portions. Make your half your plate fruits and vegetables. Make at least half your grains whole grains. Switch to exactly what I said, skim milk or fat-free milk. And then drink water instead of sugary drinks. So there you go. That's their tips. That's their my plate. Doesn't say anything about fat, really, except for the milk. They want your milk. Oh, wait, ladies and gentlemen, this is nice. I am glad this happened. If you go to myplate.gov, it actually takes you to choosemyplate.gov, which is weird. And as you're watching the my plate picture in the middle, it transfers to Spanish for you. Mi plato with proteína. Oops. It went back, and I can't remember Spanish, so. Granos, lácteos, frutas, and vegetales. And I'm probably not pronouncing any of those correctly whatsoever. But there you go. And then it says, what does your my plate look like? Really, $2 million USD Oz? Their question, the fruit and veggie video challenge. What does your my plate look like? Oh, my. So anyway, I wanted to go into this because, again, they're going to try to force you to think it's okay for them to tell you what to eat. Now, this is the $2 million replacement. Okay? Now, there is the vegan My Plate. Also came out of this. It's got fruits, grains, legumes, and vegetables, all the same proportion on the plate. And a vegan nutritionist, some guy, says the protein portion of the USD Oz's My Plate is unnecessary because beans, whole grains, and vegetables are loaded with it. Loaded with it. Here's the problem. Beans, grains, and vegetables are very poor sources of protein, and grains and legumes are loaded with gut-damaging anti-nutrients. And the vegan nutritionist dude goes on to say, it's a shame My Plate reserves a special place for dairy products, which are packed with fat and cholesterol, increase the risk of health problems, ranging from asthma to cancer. There are many more healthful sources of calcium. Today's, you know, milk may be a problem. Milk protein has been, it's not good milk protein made from organic cows that doesn't have anything injected into them. Eating grass and raw unpasteurized is fantastic, but the other milk protein coming from your supermarket is linked with asthma, eczema, other health problems. And because it's been so bastardized, lactose intolerance has become like a buzzword. Wow. So, there's five food categories, basically, on the My Plate. Fruits, vegetables, protein, grains, and dairy. But the key is they're telling you what to eat, ladies and gentlemen. And if you think that, you know, My Plate, yeah, I didn't pay any attention to the My Pyramid or whatever. So, I'm not going to pay any attention to, you know, My Plate. But I disagree. Guess who is going to make sure you're paying attention? I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm pretty sure that we've went over in our political segments or our business segments how GE has gained a few points from the government, right? Well, it's going to get even harder for you to leave the My Plate. Because guess what just happened? General Electric. That's right. Remember the business that paid no income tax. Total blasphemy. Total in fact. But they got enough cuts to where it came to where they didn't pay. But it's all, you know, I will go into that in another time. Anyway, they just introduced a microwave. How healthy is that? Anyway, GE has introduced a microwave that have a MyPlate.gov button. Now, you dummies, You can't handle a pyramid. You aren't paying any attention to the MyPlate site. Well, by God, when you buy an appliance, we're going to give you the button. Guess what the button is? The GE website says it's simply 5 food groups, 19 foods, and 44 pre-programmed food combinations assist in healthy meal preparation. That's right. The button is going to allow consumers to easily, that's you people, you, allow you to easily cook foods found in the government's new dietary guidelines, which are now visualized using a plate. That's right. GE's new MyPlate.gov button. Can you believe an appliance has a .government button? I want you to sit on this for a minute. Sit on it. I'll be right back. For those of you just joining us, we're talking about the GE new MyPlate.gov microwave. What? That's right, .gov, a government button on your microwave. Let me go into this a little bit more. The GE's MyPlate feature to select preset for cooking specific vegetables, such as fresh asparagus, frozen green beans, or numerous other options in each USDA's MyPlate category. And those categories are, Tim, tell us what our categories are today. Oh, those categories on the USDA's MyPlates are fruits, veggies, whole grains, and of course, only lean proteins. GE even has a video to visualize the new feature. I want you to understand this. GE says, our goal with the MyPlate.gov button, he didn't really say that, but MyPlate feature is to give consumers an easy way to choose and tastefully cook foods that are healthier for them using graphics and instructions that are easy to understand. Providing quality cooked food for a wide range of items is a huge part of the MyPlate.gov feature. GE, this is scary, ladies and gentlemen. GE worked closely with the USDA's to ensure the .gov feature in their cooking products is in step with dietary recommendations. In lockstep. Don't falter. Follow our lead. Is it weird that the GE CEO is also on the Council on Jobs and Competitiveness? Slightly weird. So, go out, ladies and gentlemen. While we're still on nutrition, we're going to stay on nutrition for a few minutes. Okay? Let me tell you what Harvard did. Harvard. Hovind even said the USD odds as my plate is slightly, doesn't have enough details. That's right. The Hovind released a new healthy USD odds my plate that come from the Hovind Medical School. That's right. Their vegetables portion is bigger. Their grains portion is a little smaller. Their fruit is a lot smaller. Healthy protein has been the new name for the protein segment. And no dairy circle. None whatsoever. It's all water. And then there's a bottle of oil on to the left of their plate, the Hovind plate. And then in the bottom left of the Hovind plate, off the plate to the right, as is on your table at home, ladies and gentlemen, is a running man that says, stay active. Anyway, Hovind says, use healthy oils like olive and canola oil. No. Canola isn't real. It says limit butter and avoid trans fat. Of course, trans fat was created by man. Do you understand that the whole trans fat thing was created and then turned into a dilemma? All by the same people? Oh, and then they say the more veggies and the greater variety, the better. And then they get on the bandwagon here. Potatoes and French fries don't count. Someone tell me how, if you just slice a potato and fry it, it doesn't count. Oh, because they just said potatoes don't count. And then they say eat plenty of fruits of all colors. And then the dairy circle, gone. Drink water, tea, or coffee with little or no sugar. Limit milk or dairy to one or two servings a day and juice one small glass a day. Avoid sugary drinks. And then their whole grain section says eat whole grains like brown rice, whole wheat bread, whole grain pasta. Limit refined grains like white rice and white bread. And then their healthy protein segment says simply this. I want you to listen. Choose fish, poultry, beans and nuts, limit red meat, don't eat bacon, cold cuts, or other processed meat. Don't eat bacon. Right there, you know Hovind is not too smart. Bacon is the world's most perfect food. What do we do here, people? What do we do here? I mean, I could do the next 3 hours on why all of this is incorrect, but I'm not. In fact, I'm gonna just simply go into some more nutrition. Are you ready for this? Scientists have discovered the number one way to fight fat. Does anyone know what that is? Well, of course, this article talks about a pill that they've created. But the reason they found this pill is because they found out that fat fights fat. They also found out your body has a couple different types of fat. Did you know that? Listeners to this show, of course, do. Listeners to this show know you have brown and white fat, right? Brown fat is full of blood vessels and mitochondria, which makes it very good at converting calories into energy, a process that malfunctions in obesity. In fact, when you're a baby, guess what you're covered in? Brown fat. But recent advances in imaging technology led to us rediscovering adults. Right. So what they discovered at the Sanford Burnham Medical Research Institute in Florida, they found that orexin, that's right, orexin, a hormone produced in the brain, activates calorie-burning brown fat in mice. And orexin deficiency is associated with obesity, suggesting that orexin supplementation could provide a new therapeutic approach. Therapeutic? Did I just say that wrong? A new therapeutic approach for the treatment of obesity and other metabolic disorders. Most current weight loss drugs are aimed at reducing a person's appetite, but what this is doing is focusing on peripheral fat-burning tissue rather than the brain's appetite control center. What they're saying is their study provides a possible reason why some people are overweight or obese, despite the fact that they don't overeat, because they might lack the orexin necessary to activate that brown fat. Brown fat. Without orexin, in other words, they took orexin out of mice, they were permanently programmed to be obese. When they put it back in, the brown fat is activated and they burn more calories. Do you want to know how you keep your brown fat activated, ladies and gentlemen? What do you eat when you're a baby? Anyone? Anyone? Milk! That's right, it's milk. What's in milk? What's in mother's milk? What comes out of the mom for the baby if there was no refrigerator, no nothing? No cow, nothing. Milk, right? Mother's milk. What's in mother's milk? Anyone? Anyone? Fat, protein. Fat, protein. Mother's milk gives babies all the nutrients they need. Ladies and gentlemen, now, the exact integrated properties of breast milk are not entirely understood. Can you believe that? Yes, of course you can believe that. Now, the carbs in mother's milk, ladies and gentlemen, are lactose. That's right, lactose. Milk sugar. Does anyone know what happens to milk sugar in your body? It does not affect blood glucose levels. Did you know that? Now, this is incredible. Now, the mom's body produces milk that starts off thin and watery and sweet, and over time, the milk changes to become thick and creamy, which satisfies the baby hunger. But at the beginning, it quenches the baby's thirst. Okay? The beginning of the feed is watery, low in fat, high in carbs, relative to the creamier hind milk, okay, which is big time fat and protein. Now, why would we think that would not be the perfect balance of food. And the only sugar in mother's milk is a lactose, is a milk sugar that doesn't affect your pancreas or insulin levels or your blood sugar levels. And then it has a lot of saturated fat in it. Specifically, triglycerides of palmitic and oleic acid. And there's a large quantity of lipids with trans bonds that are considered to have a health benefit, ladies and gentlemen. There's also CLA. And then the proteins are casein, alpha-lactalbumin, and a whole bunch of other big words. And then the alpha-lactalbumin unfolds into a different form and binds oleic acid to form a complex called Hamlet that kills tumor cells. This is thought to contribute to the protection of breastfed babies against cancer. Well, what? What? You mean eating protects you from cancer? And then there's a whole bunch of uric acid, creatine, creatinine, amino acids, nucleotides. There is no commercial formula that can equal breast milk. There's nothing, there's no other food on earth that can equal breast milk. Now, if babies have a lot of brown fat, right? If babies... one second, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go into details in just a few seconds. Sorry, where were we? We had a small forest fire in the studio that had to be taken care of. All right, so back to what I'm trying to tell you about nutrition that you're not getting from the My Plate, Your Plate, MySpace, pyramids, anything. Not even from tubes. It doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. You're not, it's not making sense trying to tell you what to eat. If you continue eating grains, there's a new book. Let me get the name of this book. I believe it's called Wheat Belly, if you want to know the truth. Hang on. All we hear is Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga. When Queen played the Live Aid, they just rocked it with that song. I believe it's called Wheat Belly. Yes. Wheat Belly. That's the book you gotta go get. It's got a stack of bagels on the front. Lose the wheat, lose the weight, and find your path back to health. It was written by Dr. William Davis. All right? And he even goes into sugars like fructose and sucrose and all the other stuff. Fructose is indeed a big problem in the diet, like wheat. Fructose sources like sucrose, high fructose corn syrup, honey, and agave syrup increase visceral fat, increase blood sugar, and cause a curious delay in cleaning of after-meal blood particles that lead to atherosclerosis. The hardening of the arteries, in layman's terms. Now, how many of you think the hardening of the arteries is caused by fat? Well, probably not a lot of this audience, but I'm sure you know someone that doesn't listen to this show on a regular basis. And they went to the doctor. And the doctor said, you look like you've got some high cholesterol and some hardening of the arteries. Here, take this drug. That's right. Two slices of whole wheat bread, ladies and gentlemen. Two slices of whole wheat. Goodness gracious. This, peppermint tea also makes your lips not work. Two slices of whole wheat. Goodness, I still can't get it. Two slices of whole wheat bread increase blood sugar higher than table sugar and higher than most candy bars. Did you know that? No, Jack, you gotta be kidding me. According to myplate.gov, whole wheat grain should take up a large portion of the plate. That's right. Because no one's telling you that it increases your blood sugar higher than table sugar or candy bars. Because you've got the government, dietitians, nutrition community all over the world saying, eat more whole wheat grains. Thousands and thousands of new bread products on the shelves. 100% whole wheat. Even General Mills cereal goes 100% whole grains used in our cereal. Yes, of course it is. Ha ha ha. It's all better. Eat more Fruit Loops. You eat more wheat, blood sugar rises, increase in magnitude and frequency. This leads to higher and more frequent rises in insulin, which in turn creates insulin resistance, the condition that leads to diabetes. Diabetes. This is obviously our singing show. It's the third tune I've hummed. Not hummed, sang. If I was humming, it'd be like, But then you wouldn't know what word it would be. Yes. Did you know these high blood sugars are now intrinsically damaging to the delicate pancreatic beta cells that produce insulin called glucotoxicity? Repeated beatings from glucotoxicity lead to fewer and fewer healthy functioning beta cells producing insulin. And that's when blood sugar stays high, even when your stomach is empty. Pre-diabetes, followed shortly thereafter by diabetes. That's why the diabetes epidemic is expected to include 1 in 2 Americans in the near future, 346 million people worldwide. Is that amazing or what? Did you also know that most wheat that you eat today didn't exist 40 years ago? Today it's called dwarf wheat. It's a new product. That's right, a new wheat. It contains even more gluten proteins that causes a more dramatic rise in blood glucose than the wheat your great-grandparents consumed. Did you know that? So has wheat gone from being a good food to a bad food, or a bad food to an even worse food? Well, no, not really. I think it's going from a bad food with very bad health consequences in some people to an incredibly bad food with health consequences for nearly everybody. Of course, if you were starving, the only food you could eat is bread. Eat the bread, because starving, it means you're dead. But goodness, ladies and gentlemen, they just come out. Even David Cameron over there in the UK during an interview took a swipe at Americans by saying obesity in that country is bad. He said, look how bad things have gotten in America. And he was looking at imposing a surcharge on foods that contain fat like Denmark. He thinks it's something he should look at. The problem in the past when people have looked at using the tax system in this way is the impact it can have on people with low incomes. But frankly, do we have a problem with the growing level of obesity? Yes. Do we have a kind of warning in terms of, look at America, about what happens if we don't do anything? That should be the wake-up call. The levy, again, the tax would target high-fat products such as butter, milk, cheese, crisp, pizza, meat, oil, and processed food. So ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that your government are creating a dietary recommendation that has already been proven to cause more damage to the population than any time before. As proven by the scientific study just now that discovered brown fat is what makes you is happy fat. Brown fat is on a baby, and every baby doesn't stay fat. Except for in today's world when they're eating all of this mechanized Frankenfat. Mother's milk full of fat, full of protein, full of a carb that doesn't affect blood sugar, Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm proving this right here, right now for you. When there is a wheat field, no animal goes to it and just starts chewing. It doesn't do anything for any animal at all. Dogs won't go, cows won't go, nobody will go. This recommendation to keep telling you what you need to be eating, you need to be paying attention yourself. That's why you're listening to this show. This is where the truth is coming in. If scientists have discovered that there's a hormone in your body that gets turned on by fat, and you eating fat, the hormone gets turned on and tells the fat in your body, it's all good. We don't need to store our fat. If that same hormone is triggered by mother's milk, which is very high in saturated fat, the only carb in it doesn't affect blood sugar, and then rest is protein. Where in the world do we get off saying all of a sudden that as soon as you're past babiness, you need to be eating a piece of whole grain toast? Where is that logic? Where's that logic? How come every meal when you watch at big government fundraisers is always steak or lobster or big piece of chicken or a pork loin? It's never big whole wheat grain bagel. You never hear the menu at humongous fundraisers being a bowl of cornflakes. Or 100% whole grain Fruit Loops. 100% whole grain, ladies and gentlemen. The insidious myplate.gov out there to try to make it normal for you to rely on the government to tell you what to eat. For you to rely on anybody to tell you what to eat is bad, but for you to rely on marketing is just as bad. Because every food out there labeled all natural is may not be so, huh? We went into that many, many times here on this program. I just spoke for an hour on nutrition. Because I can't pull myself away from it. I do disease in the diet classes all over the place for you to grasp the fact that you are being fed a load of garbage so that you could be fed a load of garbage, so that you can get ill and bring the money right back into the medical system telling you why things are what they are. Why is it that some people can't connect when they go into a doctor and the doctor says you have hardening of the arteries and they go, wait a minute, doc, whoa, ho, 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 ho. I don't eat bacon or butter or meat. I'm a vegetarian. I just eat a lot of bread. How come it doesn't grasp? When then the doctor looks at them and goes, well, we need to cut back on something else. Salt or blah or blah. Or he looks at you with that eye saying, I think you're lying. And then you'll, because he's a doctor and so awesome, right? They're so awesome. You sit there and go, well, maybe I do eat too much fat. Well, I do put butter on my 100% whole grain toast sometimes. That's got to be it. I'll switch directly to a fake fat made with hexane and all the other stuff, processed to death, and then consumed by my body as it as my body has no idea what it is. It's so simple. It all boils down to mother's milk. Sugar that doesn't affect your blood sugar. Protein and fat. And that fat is mostly saturated fat. Now, as is the way every week on this show, we like to bring awesome culture on the program. This is a brand new recording recorded this week by Adele Omani. Along with following me on Twitter at twitter.com/Jack Hatfield. How do you say, just, is it number sign Jack Hatfield or at Jack Hatfield? That way you know it's, I don't have to put the twitter.com. One of them, I think it's pound Jack Hatfield. Anyway, you need to follow Adele Lamani as well. Now, while we have to run the gamut on this show on my side, right? Adele's just incredible all the way on your brain side. She is born in Ireland. She has two new books out on Amazon, ladies and gentlemen. She's a transformational speaker, published author, and she's the UK's leading expert in energetic communications. Now, she has had 4 books published, but she has 2 new ones out. They might be 4 new ones. I don't remember, but I know there's at least 2 on Amazon. Go there, search for Adele Omani, and buy her books. She's been doing this for 30 years. And she's the soft voice of the program. The exact opposite of what I've been doing for the past hour. Let's get to it, Adele Omani.
Welcome to Adele's Magic Minutes. In these minutes, I'd like to share with you answers to questions being asked in energy, and also to give you some tips and advice around how to apply those answers in your day-to-day life to start creating your abundance and become a conscious creator. Those who feel isolated with the weight of the world on their shoulders have disconnected from the source inside them, the source of joy, love and abundance. Our energetic communication is not outward focused. It comes from the infinite within us all. Understanding that your energy is always connected. It is the same energy resonating through everything and everyone. In connection, we are never alone. We are one. So many people fear being alone, yet nothing could be further from the truth. It is through social conditioning that we perceive loneliness. It is through external images and reflections that make us believe being on our own means we are alone. The source of each of us is within, not without. For too long, people have looked out into the universe and hoped to find a connection, contact with more than is us. It was the calculations of a brilliant scientist, Nassim Haramein, who developed sacred geometry and the unified field, who calculated and proved the maths for the measurement of a vacuum in space. And it's exactly the same calculation as the microtubules around our cell structures. He proved the connection with the universal energy. We only have to go within. I totally get the feeling of isolation and loneliness through bringing out 4 children on my own. Yet I can honestly say I felt more connected to everyone and everything today than at any time in my life. being in a relationship or needing to be constantly around people. When you allow yourself time to look and connect within, amazing things begin to happen. In connecting with your energy essence, you begin your energetic communications, and energy is just chomping at the bit to talk to you. In connecting, much is revealed to you, verification and certainties answered. Going within is where you develop confidence as you see the evidence of your conscious creating. When you recognize your energy, you recognize and feel the same energy in everything and everyone. You begin to feel the frequency of others close to you, not in physical proximity, just energetically. As you evolve, you begin to feel energy in its purest, powerful form. You are never alone. You and we are one. When you're trying to make this happen, you're trying to not feel alone, this is where you're causing resistance, because it should never be trying. It should be a natural flow of attracting. And the best advice I can give you on this is that if you feel alone, you really must look inside, and you must look at how you perceive your self-worth. Look at your upbringing, look at the way people around you have reacted to you, and ask yourself, do I honor my self-worth? Do I believe in me? If you don't, these are the first things you must sort out and deal with before you can start to be confident, before you can start to attract people to you, and before you will begin to feel that you are one with everyone and everything. It is when you understand you are the creator of your reality, you are energy, and as energy, you are connected to everything. There is nothing that isn't energy, and it is all the same energy. It's not different types of energy, it's all the same energy. We are just small parts of the same energy. And once you begin understanding your frequency, you understand how to learn to feel rather than think, you then begin to be aware of other people's energies, other people's frequencies around you. You begin to be aware of this feeling of connection. And it all starts with you. It all starts with honoring who you are and believing in yourself. And the best way to do this is to start with some forms of meditation. So give it a go this week and see how you get on.
See there? She gives you, like, I don't know, 10 years of education in her magnificent minutes, ladies and gentlemen. So go there today, adeleomani.com. Find her books on Amazon. Spell it E-D-E-L-O-M-A-H-O-N-Y. And if you have any questions for Adele, make sure you do send it to us at jhatfield@naturalsuccessprinciples. Greatly look for that all the time. So yeah, let's do something else besides nutrition. No. Brainwashing. What? Wait. Yeah, that's right. Sesame Street, the Hungry Muppet is coming on to Sesame Street. Lily, she's a pink-faced 7-year-old female Muppet with blue hair. Yeah, can you believe it? That's exactly how they're describing her. But this smiling face is coming on Sesame Street with a somber message. She's going to be introduced to children across the globe as part of a special hour-long episode on this Sunday that deals with the issue of hunger. Hunger. The show's producers, Sesame Street producers, felt the topic was worth covering on the show as the number of children who are food insecure, meaning that access to food is uncertain. They used to be starving or food insecure. Now top 17 million in the U.S. That means there's 17 million children going hungry because people are not putting good food on the table. I wonder if that has anything to do with people not working. Of that total, 9.6 million of those children are under the age of 6. And this special, this Sesame Street special, will be called Growing Hope Against Hunger. Lily. Brand new Lily, a pink-faced 7-year-old female puppet with blue hair, will visit a community garden with Elmo, Bert, and Grover. And Sesame Street has now launched the Food for Thought Eating Well on a Budget initiative to coincide with the special. Using... anyone? Anyone? Oh yeah, the My Plate stuff. Ha! See? Sesame Street. I remember when I watched Sesame Street. I do not remember them ever mentioning government. They mentioned the letter Q or N, even B sometimes. Sometimes a vowel. Could be A, could be E. You never know. Oh, and you learn the Cookie Monster likes cookies. You know he's kind of not showing up on the show a lot now? Because cookies are bad. Cookies are bad. What about that vitamin pill I told you about at the beginning of the show? Right, scientists were able to normalize blood sugar levels in diabetic ice by injecting them with a cell chemical. The chemical was nicotinamide mononucleotide. Right, they're hoping to develop a nutraceutical pill that can be taken like a vitamin to combat type 2 diabetes. Can you believe that? Now, NAD, right? Nad, 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 nad. Now, the grade of, what was that? Nicotinamide mononucleotide. All right? Once they injected the mice with that chemical, their blood sugar levels went normal, and their cholesterol went better, and their triglycerol blood fats went better, and they're working on a way to administer this in water. Okay? Now, once we get a grade of NMN that humans can take, we'd really launch a pilot human study. All right? Now, guess what they triggered the disease? With they fed them junk food. I bet you they couldn't have triggered diabetes in mice with milk. Mice milk. Mother mice milk. Now, what do you think of that? Now, the research shown a little better benefit in female mice and less benefit in male mice. And then the guy who was in charge of the study said, while promising, it would take an enormous leap of faith to assume a new pill will soon be on the market for people with or at high risk of type 2 diabetes. The key is the compound nicotinamide mononucleotide. Does anyone notice what? Is in that word? What word is hidden in nicotinamide? Does anyone know? It sure sounds a lot like nicotine. Now, nicotinamide is an amide of nicotinic acid, which is vitamin B3 or niacin. It's a vitamin B complex. Now, right now, nicotinamide all by itself is used as topical treatment for acne. Now, why would we be low on B vitamins? Back to the myplate.gov scenario, ladies and gentlemen. One of their arguments on eating whole wheat is that it gives B vitamins. To round out my whole argument, if the world has been eating whole 100% whole grains or wheat now for the last 15 years, because that's all you've heard, eat more wheat, eat more whole grains, eat more whole grains, eat more whole grains, eat more whole grains. Then why would vitamin B be so low in the world? What, just as we went through an argument many, many weeks ago on vitamin D and why it's so low in the world, is because they keep telling you the sun is bad for you. Now, if grains are what you're supposed to eat and grains are what's giving you the vitamin Bs, remember, then why are we having a vitamin B deficiency when suddenly they're finding out that this possible Vitamin B derivative could be fixing diabetes, cholesterol, and high triglycerides. Science doesn't get it. It doesn't match, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you're here. That's why you're listening to this show. Now, let's say you've done all this bad eating and listened to the government and ate like they did, and you end up with cancer. Here's a terrible, terrible study. They're finding out the blow of discovering cancer is more likely to be followed by the trauma of separation or divorce for women than it is for men. This to me immediately wants me to say, duh. Women are better nurturers. Women are better at finding their heart. Women are better understanding. But the study looked at sufferers of cancer and showed that women are 6 times more likely to be abandoned by a partner after a cancer diagnosis than a man with the same disease. Now, yes, you could say that a large, complicated disease could be the straw that broke the camel's back in some cases, and the man and or woman was going to leave regardless, and this was just the straw that says I can't do it any longer. But let's just look at two people that weren't kind of that way. 6 times more likely. Now, they did find women who abandoned male partners, but the differences were striking. There's a disproportionate number of partner abandonments in female patients. Now, this report says men looks very bad here, but it says that men may be very equipped to be primary providers, but not so well equipped to be primary caregivers. He thinks men are challenged in caring for someone who has disease and treatment-related systems, managing the stress, and managing the logistics. Do you remember? Wait a minute. I haven't been on the air since he said this. Oh, yeah. You're soft, America. You're soft. Men, you can't handle the disease and treatment-related symptoms, the stress, the logistics. Sissy pants. Real man can handle whatever's thrown at him and finds a way. Now, Diane Mapes knows this study all too well. Her boyfriend left her when she found out she had breast cancer. His parting words to her, now get this, it's not cancer, it's you. Now, again, that could be an underlying symptom of something that just this broke this camel's back. Another lady, Cindy Wine, 55, not only did her husband not go with her to her first radiation treatment, when she got home, he had left, taking his belongings with him. Her husband later told her in an email saying, I can't deal with this. It's too much stress for me right now. Now, are the men frustrated, afraid? And who knows that women don't have these same feelings, but they feel too guilty to leave. How many women stay in relationships after getting beat? Now understand this. This study looked at only people that left. But the study that finishes with, most couples stay in it together. The men writing in an email that I can't handle, it's too much stress for me right now. It's not about you, you. See, this is why I'm on the internet and not on real radio. Yet. Was that a clue, Mr. Hatfield? Maybe. Maybe. But that's pretty bad right there. A big adversity such as cancer or a large medical diagnosis makes people want to leave. And I can grasp this. I can easily grasp this. Now, for some reason, I'm the exact opposite. As soon as something major comes along, I want to go fight it head on and attack it with all that I'm worth. Most listeners of this show understand and know that my daughter was born premature, and I have two books out, Blessed with Tragedy, Natural Success Principles, and a third one on the way called, wait, I can't tell you. And it was, you also, a lot of the listeners know, my mother went through a particularly long battle with pancreatic cancer, in which we were winning. But I didn't leave or run when my daughter was born premature. I didn't suddenly send an email up to the hospital room and go, honey, it's too much stress for me right now. But again, that's what sets people apart. Which is also why I'm going to highlight right now that there's a documentary out on rocker fathers, such as Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers and Mark Hoppus from Blink 182, who reflect on how having children changed their lives. The documentary is called The Other F Word, ladies and gentlemen. That F word is father. When I first did Fix the Family, Fix America, my first class was called Positive Fathering. Because I see all too well how men have become non-men and not stepping into their fatherhood status. Classic parent attitude to a kid is, I brought you into this world, I gave you life. But these fathers and real fathers think just the opposite. My kids gave me life. The minute a baby is born, it's not about you anymore, moms and dads. When you don't revere the child, as I keep talking about on this show, we lose touch. We cannot be real men and real women if you lose touch with childhood reverence. Now, this show used to be called Fix the Family, Fix Mary. It had to be changed to Jack Hatfield Show because I went on and on and on about horrific, horrific parents, such as this one, as I talked about it earlier. Couple forced a boy 7 years old to sleep in a sealed coffin in a bug-infested basement and told him it was haunted. Sometimes bound with duct tape. The child was 7 years old. Mom and dad are 31 and 26, meaning 19 and 24 when child was born. Have they revered their child? Did they show reverence to their child? No, of course not. Neighbors heard the boy crying last week and called police. When cops arrived, the 7-year-old asked them, "Are you here to help me? I am hungry and I didn't get dinner yet." He was often duct taped into a makeshift coffin with the letters RIP spray painted on the outside. He was placed in it last week, ladies and gentlemen. He was able to push it open. Even though sometimes he was unable to push it open. He was able to push it open at this time. Because daddy would duct tape it shut. The basement was nearly pitch black, illuminated by a Camel Exotic Blend sign hung on a wall. Flies and ticks swarmed around a broken toilet. The home was infested to bugs and had electrical issues. It has been condemned unsafe for human habitation. Do you understand the couple is missing? They left. They left with the boy tied in a coffin. They probably sent him an email saying, "I can't deal with this. It's too much stress for me right now." So if you hear or see a 31-year-old and a 26-year-old running, smelling bad, and kind of living a little too carefree, ask them what their names are. And if it's Brian and Lori, you know what to do. Now, all this talk about nutrition, all the talk about the new MyPlate.gov, there's another study out. I love these studies. Why are there so many studies? It's almost like half the world is studying something right now. which is good in most cases, bad in others. Like this study, this is kind of dumb. When people eat out, they like to order whatever the hell they want. But Americans like to, because Americans keep saying they want to eat healthy, but when they're out, they go ahead and order the burgers and fries. Now, again, condemning burgers and fries. The only thing bad on a burger and a fry is that bun. And the bad fat the fry was cooked in. And no telling what was added to the beef. Don't know how many insecticides are in the onions and tomatoes and lettuce. Don't know if that's real cheese or not. And God forbid if you put bacon on it. IHOP offers a simple and fit menu with yogurt and fruit bowls, but its top seller remains the breakfast sampler, eggs, bacon, sausage, ham, hash browns, and pancakes. Only 11% of parents order apple slices as an alternative to fries in McDonald's Happy Meals, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, we told you last week an entire chain, the Darden chain, the Olive Garden, Red Lobster, Longhorn Steak chain has now made it. You must have parental permission to order fries. Everything I'm telling you is a circle. You have to grasp the fact that this circle is made to keep you down, to take away your freedom. That's why when I speak about you being a good steward of yourself, it should trickle down to your children, trickle into your relationships. If you're not paying attention, then you can accidentally start your kid off onto a trail that's going to lead to disease later on. If you're not paying attention, you're going to think it's absolutely normal to have a .gov button on your appliances. Because then you don't have to think. It's all done for you by the people that are obviously smarter than you. By the people that want to help you because they want to make, remember, all of their speeches say they want you to have a lot of money. But yet they also want you to be happy with a job that pays X. And they want you simply to work at that job, do what they tell you to do, go home and click on the .gov button and eat exactly what they tell you to eat, and then shut the hell up the rest of the time. Now, I try to make the show as happy as possible. It has been very, very difficult lately. Because I'm watching America around me disappear for my daughter. I'm watching, for the first time, a generation have it worse than the generation prior. And this to me has made me very, very, very upset on a daily basis. And it's the little things. I'm just watching people accept the little things. I haven't even went into the Wall Street protests, the Occupy protests. Because my show is only 2 hours long. but you're losing the battle. You're losing your freedom. You have to start being there and paying attention. So let's end it on a funny note, huh? Or at least a note that's a little bit more up normal alley, I guess. Oh, my. Now, here's another study. Scientists have shown the right amount of cosmetics on a woman makes all the difference when it comes to beauty. It also affects how people judge you on competence and trustworthiness. Did you know that? But for all of their positive effects that I just said, as the makeup increases, large amounts of makeup soon start to negatively impact on the way people perceive an individual's honesty. Wow. Now, Harvard got involved in this, along with Boston University and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Now, why would the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute get involved with this? What have they not attacked yet? Makeup. So, anyway, they asked participants to rate various looks in terms of confidence, likability, attractiveness, and trustworthiness. Okay? Pictures of women wearing no makeup and looking natural, professional, and glamorous were shown to volunteers for different lengths of time. Okay? When shown the images for just 250 milliseconds, the ratings went up with the amount of makeup. However, when participants were allowed to take the pictures in at length, the results changed significantly. Okay? When you just get a quick glance at a woman with makeup, your ratings go up. Boop, 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 boop. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But as you get a longer look, when it got to more dramatic makeup looks, people saw them equally likable, more attractive and competent, but less trustworthy. How about that? In fact, they said so automatic was the response that it must be with us from the start of our lives. The phenomenon is present in birth. Even newborns and young infants have a preference for attractive faces. Let me grasp and say what I just said again. Newborns and young infants have a preference for attractive faces. Ugly people are ugly. Would you rather look at a pile of garbage or a beautiful sculpture? Now, one of the most discriminating features that infants and newborns like, ladies and gentlemen, is when the eyebrows and lips and eyes are drawn out and they're in greater contrast. Okay? But now someone busted on this study. Let me tell you who she is. She's Ann Kearney Cook, director of the Cincinnati Psychotherapy Institute. That's right. Ann Kearney Cook from the Cincinnati Psychotherapy Institute said, "Beauty is not simply about makeup. There are other ways to feel beautiful. Your warmth, your confidence, and energy attract others to you. There's nothing more attractive than a confident woman with a voice of her own and her own style, comfortable in her own skin." Sorry, Anne. That's not what the study found out. You know how many people I have tell me that they're so ugly, babies cry when they look at them? And I go, well, duh. It's a fact. Now, ladies, you know that you need to go on with the makeup, but not too much. And you might want to learn that fact when you're going out looking for Mr. Right, which now, ladies, in a new study, you prefer Mr. Average. That's right, a new study that says you crave dependability. I don't even know how to say this word, but I'm going to try it. Domesticity, a little romance, humor, and someone who is not that much taller than you. That's right. Survey of women of all ages. This was conducted by Orangina, the drink. Found that women overwhelmingly favored a decidedly average guy. Age 30 to 45, 5 foot 10 inches tall, dark haired, a good cook, full-time employment, but with a creative side, with possibly a part-time musician or artist. Did you know that? 8 out of 10 women said he would have dark hair. 2% said they would go for a redhead. Nobody said a blonde. Four out of 10 want Mr. Wright to be 5'10" or smaller. Smaller. So the least popular male would be red or blonde hair, 6 feet or higher tall, 20-something, because most people wanted 30 to 45. Most women wanted a 30 to 45-year-old. So the least popular male would be a red or blonde hair, 6 foot, over 6 feet tall, and in his 20s. That's the least popular male on earth. Well, 2 out of 3. I'm kicking it. Kicking it. Now, we spoke about governments and their overreaching and how it's going to become, as each piece comes closer to you, and it becomes normal to you, then they'll step again. And as that step becomes normal to you, then they'll step again. And they'll step again. Did many of you know that the patent laws were changed just a few last week? It now makes it a little more difficult for a guy in a basement to come up with something, because if you show it to someone else, it's no longer first to patent, it's first to show. So now they made it harder for the guy in his garage to invent something and get it secretly to the patent office before anybody else sees it and goes and does the first to show, like a big corporation. Did you know this? But don't fret, ladies and gentlemen. There can be absolutely no harm in a government button on your microwave or stove. Right? And it can't be any harm that government increasingly gets your private info from internet companies. Did you know that? Your private information being collected, we talked about it last week. Facebook tracked you even when you logged out. And my God, every time you search on Google, they know exactly who you are, where you are, and what you did, and what you searched for, and then what you went and clicked on after you searched for it. In fact, you have given these sites license to tell them everything you need to know. And they don't even have to track you. Some of you are putting your whole life on Facebook anyway. But now, sheriffs, police, the government are now just simply sitting back and calling Facebook, Twitter, and Google and saying, give me everything you know about X. Did you know that? Did you know that each of those firms have a department that simply answers these requests? Did you know that they charge, Google charges $25, Yahoo charges $20, and Microsoft and Facebook hand it over for free? Internet companies and telephone companies receive 300,000 requests from law enforcement each year. Because, why, ladies and gentlemen? Because the law enforcement now can find almost everything they need to know about you from the computer you were on at your house for $20. So the guy doing the investigation, instead of spending hours and weeks following you and looking you up and trying to figure you out, now can spend $20 and stop fretting over it until the report comes in. But you just keep logging on. Soon you'll have a government button on your browser. In fact, did you know today the president has called on Congress to pass a law to make it easier for private debt collectors to call your cell phone on consumers delinquent on student loans? Did you know that? Did you know that's in his jobs bill? Oh, did you know that because that law is on the books in the jobs bill, that the government has said that that will add $3 trillion to the budget? Because now you'll be able to find the person and call them and get the money. See how math works up in the government? Fatherhood. Being a person. Being a free thinker. Is tantamount right now. I need each and every one of you to grasp yourself this evening and say, I'm not going to take it anymore. I need you to think. I need you to ask why, and I need you to keep reading. I need you to keep educating yourself. I do not need you to quit and just drone on. I do not want you sitting on your deathbed going, why didn't I do this and that and that and this and this and that? I want you to be the absolute best you can possibly be. And then our next show is going to talk about ways to be that best. What can you specifically do to be the best persons and peoples and parents that you could be? But until then, you keep on keeping on. You follow me on Twitter, so that they can keep track of you and I. Follow Adele Omani. She got 2 books on Amazon. I have 2 books on Amazon. Feel free to purchase all 4. And I thank you so much for listening. Without you, I'm just sitting here in a studio doing absolutely nothing. Please have a libation for me, ladies and gentlemen. Have a fun, healthy, happy life. Thanks for listening.